Jackie Chase Bauer.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, Saturday Night Baseball here between the Tortugas and the Hammerheads. I promise you I've had not one brew tonight, maybe one. It's baseball and brews night here at the Dean. A beautiful evening in Jupiter, Florida. This is Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. That's right, we're live on MILB.com. And we're here for the Saturday night matchup between Daytona and Jupiter. Over the last two games, Daytona has pounded the hometown Hammerheads, overall scoring 20 compared to, the Hammerheads 2? Or 3 runs, I think it is. Holy moly. It's been that type of two games. The last two games for the Hammerheads. Today, a shot at redemption. Walter Works with you on the call. Baseball and brews at the Dean. If you're here, you know you're having a good time. If you're not, don't forget Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Fans in the stands. This is the place to see a great baseball game and have some family fun entertainment. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back for the top of the first inning. First pitch coming right up after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is...
And welcome to the show, Tortugas at the Hammerheads. Austin Callahan leading things up for the Tortugas, batting .263 on the season, 20 RBIs, 5 home runs, playing third base on this beautiful Saturday evening. Walter Works with you on the call as he foul tips this one for an 0-2 count. Beautiful night at the Dean. If you've been listening to me over the last couple of weeks, tonight's the night. Baseball and brews. This one out and away. It's going to be a 1-2 count now. Too many B's in that. Baseball and brews. There we go. Everybody having a good time tonight. I love to see the smiles. Love to see everything going on here. The kids are excited. I wonder how many foul balls we're going to get tonight. We'll find out. We got a lot of baseball tonight at the Dean. So the count goes 1-2. We got Jared Poland on the mound, and I'm not talking about the country. Poland's got the stuff, and he's going to be on display tonight. Count goes 2-2 to Callahan. And Callahan pops this one up. And running to it, just missing it at third. Holy moly, Barry reaching over the dugout. Ay, ay, ay. We almost had the first out of the game with a highlight reel. Look at that. It did look last night, at the end of the night, like the Hammerheads were gaining some momentum. They had a nice ninth inning. Obviously down so much with too much of a deficit would have to be a miracle. You can't have a miracle every night. Got to save those for a rainy day. But we'll see if that trickles into today as Callahan rips this one, and he's going to be safe at first. Oof. Khalil Watson, the first-round draft pick, could not get a handle on that. And that's not all the time. He's been stellar on defense. and electrifying on offense. So here we go. Hector Rodriguez in the box. 286 average on the season. Two RBIs, no home runs. He's the center fielder tonight for the Tortugas. Count is 1-0 to Rodriguez. That's going to be a foul. Count goes to 1-2. Here comes the 11th pitch from Poland. This one foul tipped. Rodriguez stays alive. Poland, a product of the University of Louisville, a sixth round pick in the 2022 draft. How do you like that? So the Cardinals trying to make something positive happen after the last couple of two games. It's just as the runner steals, and Rodriguez puts this one all the way out, just a couple of feet before the warning track, and that's going to be allowed out number one. So that's going to bring up Jack Rogers in the three spot, batting 288, 35 RBIs, 8 home runs. Designated hitter tonight for the Tortugas. First pitch to Rogers, called ball. Poland seeing his first work of the season. Poland, the sixth round draft pick. A lot of eyes on him. Part of this year's draft. 13 pitches already on the evening for Poland. One out here. Top of the first. And running with a big jump ahead of time is Callahan at first. He's going to have to try to do that again, though. That one fouled. So count 1-1 here. Rodgers, 35 RBIs, 8 home runs. Living La Vida Loca in the box. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Rodgers. Inside, call strike. Just catching the corner of the plate. Nice pitch by Poland. So the Hammerheads, wearing their lovely blue splashy looking uniforms there, the jerseys. Catching the eye tonight. I love it. Don't forget to get yours in the team shop tonight after the game, during the game. I'm getting one. 2-2 the count here, one out. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Rodgers staying alive like Johnny Travolta. Count remains 2-2 on a foul tip. One out here, top of the first. Here comes the 2-2 to Callahan. And that's going to be foul tipped, as Callahan tries to steal second again. And he's going to have to try yet again. That's the way the cookie crumbles when Rodgers is staying alive. Good contact, though. Just nothing going his way yet. We'll see if Rodgers has any luck now. 2-2 pitch coming up. Going to be the 19th pitch from Poland. And Poland throwing over to first. So he's aware that Callahan has other motives than just sticking around at first base. Here comes the pitch. And again going is Callahan. And again fouling the ball is Rodgers. And again going back to first is Callahan. He might have used up a little bit of gasoline on all those tries. I would think so. Things remain the same here at the Dean. Top of the first. 2-2 the count with one out. Here comes the pitch to Rodgers. This one up and away. Count goes full. Well, they didn't charge Watson with an error. So, it was a hard hit ball that brought Callahan to first. So that goes as a single. And Rodgers, guess what? You're not going to believe it. Another foul. So the count remains full. One out here at beautiful Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Tonight's the night. Baseball and brews. What a crowd tonight, folks. As Callahan goes for second. And again has to go back to first. You want to know why? Because we got another foul tip. Rodgers impressive at the plate. Hanging in tough. Callahan looks like he's jogging slowlier every time. 3-2 pitch coming up. The 23rd pitch approaching for Jared Poland. Here it comes. This one's going to be outside, and Rodgers hanging around long enough to get a free ride to first on the Base on Balls Express train. So that's how we start the game. Runners on first and second. One out here. Tortuga's threatening. That's going to bring up Yasiel Pino. 228 on the season. 17 RBIs. 5 home runs. Pino playing first base for the Tortugas. So Poland going to try everything he can to get out of this first inning. Approaching his 24th pitch of the evening. Here it comes. And Pino smacks this one to center. And tracking it down, no problemo, is Brady Allen. But Callahan, he's been anxious to move bases all night. He tags from second to third. So two outs here at the Dean. Faltini now up for the Tortugas. Runners on first and third. Rodgers at first, Callahan at third. Here comes the 25th pitch of the evening from Poland. Right down Broadway, strike one. And this one's going to be fouled by Faltini. Count goes 0-2. So Poland getting set on the mound, trying to get the perfect pitch here. We'll see what happens. Count is 0-2. Up in the count here, a perfect opportunity. And what a breaking ball! Punching out Faltini! Holy moly, that thing changed direction all over the place and then got the job done for strike three. So the first strikeout of the night by Poland, well deserved, getting out of the jam and moving on to the bottom of the first. We do, ladies and gentlemen, after this commercial break, we'll be back from it. We're at the Dean, folks. What a night it is. Another edition of Saturday Night Baseball in Jupiter, Florida. Walter works with you on the call, and we'll be back after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network for this edition of Saturday Night Baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We're live, folks, on MILB.com. That's right, your source for minor league baseball. And it's not just any Saturday night here at the Dean. It's Baseball and Brews Night. And what a night it's been. Everybody having a good time. The environment relaxed, enjoyable. And can you imagine? We got a baseball game going on, too. Oh, yeah. So Julian Aguirre on the mound. He's got a 3.24 average. 95 strikeouts on the season. The first-round draft pick, Khalil Watson, in the box. Count 2-1 to him. He rips this one for a stand-up single. So a nice start to the game from Watson. He was on fire last time. Yesterday, every time he got on the bases, he tried to make something happen. That's usually what you can expect from Watson in that leadoff spot, man. He nails everything on that job description. So a single to start the game for Watson. That's going to bring up Jacob Berry in the second spot. 253 average on the season, two dingers, 16 RBIs. He plays third base for your Hammerheads. Here comes the pitch from Julian. That one's going to be outside, ball one. And here comes the 1-0 pitch. Berry popping this one up, all the way up, and tracking it down is the left fielder for no problemo, Wendell Marrero. Covering all that space out and left. So that's going to bring up Mr. Mack. Joe Mack, the catcher for the Hammerheads, 224 average, two home runs, 10 RBIs. What Mack does for this ball club and the leadership he brings, I mean, he's stellar behind home plate. And that's exactly what you see here, folks, at the Dean, the stars of tomorrow. Catch them while they're in town all season long. Lots of exciting stuff all season as it starts to wind down. So the count 0-1, one out here, bottom of the first. Joe Mackety Mack in the box trying to make something happen. Count 0-1. And here comes the 0-1 pitch to Mack. Big swing and a miss, strike two. You can only assume Watson is thinking, darting to second. I mean, if there's anybody in this lineup who can do so on command, it's Khalil. Here comes the 9th pitch from Julian. Just misses the strike zone. So the count goes to 1-2. And a big swing and a miss. And Julian retires Mack. So that's Aguiar's first strikeout of the game. So Julian Aguiar, first strikeout of the game, 96th punch out of the season. He's had a great season for the Tortugas. First pitch to Brady Allen called strike on a fastball, hit 96 on the radar. Does that give you points on your license? So here comes the 0-1 pitch to Brady Allen. And he checks it. Did he go? No, he didn't. Good eye by Allen. Count goes to 1-1. All eyes on Watson as he's stranded on first still with two outs. You can only imagine we might see some movement from the speedy Watson. Aguiar with a breaking ball. This one is blooped over to right field, trying to chase it down and not able to get to it is Blake Dunn. Over in foul territory by the Tortugas bullpen, right before the wall. So the count 2-1 to Brady Allen. Watson at first. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Big fastball, and he gets him. Retiring Allen. And there's going to be a challenge, and there's no chance. So a strikeout for Aguiar to end the inning. We are tied at nothing apiece, folks. A beautiful night at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. It's going to be baseball and brews. I know you guys are having a good time, and I thank you for joining me. We're going to be right back for the top of the second after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water.
And welcome back, folks. Top of the first inning. Nothing here at the Dean. Pulling on the mound for the Hammerheads. Blake Dunn in the box for the Tortugas. Dunn getting his third home run of the season last night. a nice game for Dunn. He's got an average of 279 now on the season with 9 RBIs. Right fielder for the Tortugas. Count 1-2 to Dunn. No outs. And this breaking ball inside, just missing that corner of the plate. Count goes to 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Dunn. And Dunn hits this one up high. But up high, it's going to go into a lucky fan's mitt. And who's going to get it? Who's going to get it? Who's going to get it? We got a winner. And he is running away with that one like a football. 10-yard gain on the play. What a baseball experience you get here at the Dean, folks, as Dunn gets hit by the pitch there. So Mac walking Poland back to the mound as his 33rd pitch is in the books. So Dunn at first. It's going to bring up Hayden Jones, the catcher for the Tortugas. He's had a productive season on offense. 31 RBIs, 9 home runs. Poland checking the runner at first. He's safe there, no problem. And this pitch is outside, ball one. Poland with one strikeout on the night. First time getting some work here. And work he's getting. 35 pitches early on and just the top of the second inning for the evening. Hammerhead's already warming somebody up in the pen. And Poland, again, throwing to first, making sure that Dunn stays put. So the count 1-1, nobody out, top of the second inning. Here comes the 36th pitch of the evening from Poland to Jones. Big swing and a miss, strike two. Count going to 1-2. Only one hit allowed, but Poland's been in some jams with his 37th pitch just recorded. Count going to 2-2 now on that ball. Don't call me Miss Cleo, but I told you guys it was going to be a fabulous night tonight. Baseball and brews, what a hit it's been. I met so many great people enjoying my one brew, and that was well worth the price of admission. What a night here at the Dean, Saturday Night Baseball.
Left fielder number 31, Wendell Marrero.
So one out now on that strikeout from Poland. That's going to bring up Wendell Marrero. Marrero batting 269 on the year. This pitch up high, and Mac throwing back to first and just misses him. Dunn just got back there right in time. Pinot try to do anything he can to make it look bigger. Santiago, I'm sorry. Tonight at first it's Santiago. So here comes Poland, 40th pitch of the night. This one outside. Mac threatening first again for a throw. Dunn trying to really move on to second. Here comes the 2-0 to Marrero. He pops this one up. Can Mac track it down? No, he won't. Another souvenir. Thank you. And there goes the dad of the year. Getting the ball for his son. It's all about the baseball experience here at the Dean. What a personalized experience you get here, folks. Players up close. Field's right. I mean, are we on the field? And, of course, exciting baseball here. Watching the stars of tomorrow. 2-1 count to Marrero. Here comes Poland's 42nd pitch of the night. Big swing and a miss. Strike two. Count going to 2-2. Poland with two strikeouts on the night. Here comes the pitch from Poland. This one fouled. So Poland taking his mound. Marrero not objecting it. Both players getting back into the swing of things here. But here comes the 44th pitch to Marrero. This one's going to be fouled. So the Tortugas, not with the best season and with things winding down, you got to be happy about all the improvements they've seen, especially the offensive burst over the last couple of days. This pitch up and inside to Marrero. That's going to bring the count full. 3-2 pitch coming up. One out here. Top of the second inning. Jared Poland already approaching almost 50 pitches on the evening. Only one hit allowed, though, as the runner goes. And Mack with a high throw. Holy. That might have landed it at NASA, but what's going on here? Is that the end of the inning? It is. So it looks like he struck him out there. And that's all she wrote. But the runner went. Mack went for the throw anyway. The crowd was saying, holy moly, where's that ball going? But that's it for the inning, folks. And we're going to be back for the bottom of the second. Things still knotted up here. Nothing to nothing. I'm not sure what happened there, but it happened, and it's good news for us, right? Hammerheads need all the help they can get. And tonight, it feels like a different night here at the Dean. The mood is cool, and the Hammerheads look pretty cool, too. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, for the bottom of the second inning. Walter works with you at Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. And if you see Hammy, tell him I'm looking for him. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Jake Thompson leading things off here. Bottom of the second inning, nothing, nothing. Aguiar on the mound for the Tortugas. Here comes the first pitch to Thompson, and that's a rocket shot, but it's going to be right to the right fielder. Or the center fielder got it. No, it was the right fielder. There you go. Blake Dunn with the loud out number one. Blake Dunn, out number one. There you go. So Sanoa stepping into the box, 225 average on the season, 3 home runs, 21 RBIs. Here comes the pitch to Sanoha, and he gets this one dropping right in between center and the shortstop. Nice stand-up single for Sanoha. So Faltini going right over his head. There goes Hammy. If you're not out here tonight enjoying a brew, time with the family, and having a conversation with Hammy, you're missing out. Here comes the first pitch to Barstad. That's going to be in the dirt, ball one. One out here, bottom of the second inning. Barstad batting 219 on the season, one home run, 14 RBIs. Here comes the 21st pitch of the evening from Aguiar. This one's going to be fouled. Aguiar from Long Beach, California, a 12th round pick in the 2021 draft. With a long look over at first, letting Sanoha know he's ready if he's ready. Here comes the pitch. Barstad fouling it for strike number two. Count goes to 1-2. Barstad, the designated hitter tonight for the Hammerheads. And due up next is Santiago and Latrell. So the count goes to 1-2. Sanoha on first. Here comes the pitch. And that's going to be in the dirt. So here we go, Barstad, 2-2 the count with one out. Sanoha anxious to move on to the next base. We'll see what happens. Here comes the pitch. And this one floats over Broadway. And retiring Barstad is Aguiar, no problem. So that's the second out of the second inning. And Julian with another strikeout. So two outs now in the bottom of the second. It's going to bring up Carlos Santiago. Santiago playing first base today in relief for Montgomery. Montgomery has usually, at least in the second half, been taking over those duties. Santiago, though, getting some reps at first. 19 RBIs on the season. A big bat in Santiago and a lot of potential. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. And the runner goes, and this one is smacked to third. And that's going to be the end of the inning. Callahan to Pino for out number three. So the Hammerheads so far managing two hits. The Tortugas just one. No errors on the board for either team or scores. We're tied at nothing apiece, folks. Top of the third inning coming up at the Dean. Baseball and brews tonight. We're celebrating. And we'll be back after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
Half of the 30 for Daytona. The second base is number 16, Braylon Menier.
Welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Walter works with you on the call. Menier in the box, fouling the first pitch to him.
Change for the Hammerheads, now pitching number 46, Nathaniel Polanco.
We do have a new pitcher on the mound. Hammerheads making the switch. Polanco now on the mound. Nathaniel Polanco getting his first work of the season. As this pitch goes ball, count now 1-1. And what a play at third. Menier is retired there. Nice play there. Lots of hustle. Barry over to Santiago. So Polanco on the mound. He comes in for some relief. From the University of Louisville. Sixth round pick in the 2022 draft. No, I'm sorry, that was Poland. Polanco hails and comes from Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic. He's going to be approaching his fifth pitch in relief. Callahan up in the box again. This one inside going to be called ball. Callahan with a single last time up. Count 1-1. Here comes the pitch to Callahan. Breaking ball, foul tipped. Count goes to 1-2. Callahan playing third for the Tortugas. A little bit of a slow start to this game for both teams. Yesterday we saw the Tortugas just pounce all over the Hammerheads early on and really just cruise on through. So both pitcher and batter taking their time. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. This fastball low and inside. That's going to be 2-2 now, the count, called ball. And the next pitch outside to Callahan, that's going to make the count full. So Polanco in relief, already one out here in the top of the third inning. Here comes the 10th pitch of the evening from Polanco. This one is hit, but going to go foul. Watch out, Hammy. So Callahan, one for one on the night. Polanco trying to break that streak. Here comes the 11th pitch from Polanco. And Callahan with a stand-up single falling right in front of Thompson. So Callahan with his second hit of the night. Now 2-for-2. So that puts a runner on first with one out here. Top of the third inning. That's going to bring up Rodriguez. Rodriguez 0-for-1 on the evening. 278 on the season, though. Lots of pop and speed from Rodriguez. He plays center field for Daytona. He covers it all. He fouls the first pitch. Count 0-1. Here comes the pitch to Rodriguez, all the way up, ball one. So count goes to 1-1.
Number
One out here. Top of the third inning. Polanco in relief. Here comes the 14th pitch of the night. Rodriguez fouling it. 1-2 now the count. Callahan at first. Wiping the sweat off his forehead and putting his helmet back on. Getting back to a comfortable lead there. We'll see if he goes. Two hits apiece tonight for the Tortugas and the Hammerheads. This one outside, ball two. So the count goes even, 2-2. And this pitch going foul. Who's going to get it? Who's going to get it? I think I could have gotten that one if I put my hand out this window, but we got a lucky winner. There you go. So the count goes 2-2 with one out as Polanco checks Callahan at first. Santiago throwing it back to him. So here comes the 2-2 pitch to Rodriguez, fouled again. 17th pitch in the books for Polanco. Top of the third inning, two hits apiece for each team. 2-2 the count, here comes the pitch to Rodriguez. Inside in the dirt, and that one's going to get away from Mac. So Callahan has no problem getting to second. So Callahan goes over to second on a wild pitch from Polanco. Mac couldn't get a handle on it. And the count now goes 3-2 to Rodriguez. Here comes the pitch to Polanco from Polanco. And Rodriguez smacks this one. Is there going to be a chance for it? No, it's not. It's going to fall in the corner of the warning track, and it's going to be fair, and a runner's going to come home. What a double by Rodriguez, bringing home Callahan. 1-0 Tortugas. Man, Thompson tried to track down that ball, and it was right in the corner of that warning track right before that foul pole. No chance to get it. And when he got it, it was just too late. A double for Rodriguez. And just like that, it's 1-0 Daytona. So that's going to bring up Rogers in the box. Tortuga's trying to make more noise on this Saturday night edition of Baseball at the Dean. Here comes the pitch to Rogers. This one getting past Polanco, but Watson getting to it, throwing it to Santiago for out number one, out number two. Nice play by Watson.
First baseman number 25, Yasiel Pino.
So Yasiel Pino, who's 0-1 on the evening, he's going to try to bring the runner home. And he smacks this one in the gap, trying to track it down. He gets it. That's right. Brady Allen playing center field today. Nice grab by Brady Allen for out number three. Much needed here. We don't want any more offensive threats. We've had enough of those over the last 2 days. And the Hammerheads making it happen on defense, limiting the damage to just one. They got another chance now. The bottom of the third inning coming up, folks. Tortugas on top. The lead just slim, though. Walter works with you live on MILB.com. And we'll be right back for the bottom of the third after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chase Luttrell leading things off, the right fielder for your Jupiter Hammerheads. 177 on the year. 1 home run, 7 RBIs. Aguiar still on the mound for the Tortugas. Here comes his 29th pitch approaching. Luttrell stepping out of the box for a quick break there. Back in it now. Here comes the 29th pitch. Big swing and a miss. Strike one. Count going to 1-1. And here comes the 1-1 pitch. Luttrell fouling this one behind home plate. So Aguiar now with his 30th pitch, 18 of those strikes, 12 of them balls. Here comes the 31st. Breaking ball, catching the corner of the plate, and that's strike three. Painted that right on the edge of that plate, and what a beauty for out number one. So that's going to bring up Khalil Watson, the first round draft pick. Watson, the first pick in the 2021 draft. Lots of potential, lots of eyes always, and he always comes through. Lots of excitement when you see Watson play. He had a single first time around. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Watson. And this breaking ball catches all of the plate. Strike two. So Aguiar up in the count quick against Watson. That's the way you kind of have to attack Watson. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Khalil. This one inside, just missing. That one's going to be called ball. 1-2 now the count. And the next pitch outside, evening out the count. 2-2. And here comes the pitch. Watson, big swing and misses. So another strike out for Aguiar. Watson strikes out. And that's going to bring up Barry into the box. Barry trying to get his first hit of the evening. 250 on the season, 2 home runs, 16 RBIs. First pitch called strike to Barry. And here comes the pitch. Barry chopping it up to the second baseman. And that's going to be out number three. Meunier to Pino. We'll be back, folks. That's all she wrote for the third inning. Top of the fourth coming up. Tortugas trying to add some insurance. They're holding on to a 1-0 lead on 3 hits. We'll be back, folks, for the top of the fourth inning after this commercial break.
And now, fans, turn your attention to the Dean screen. It's time for the Kiss Cam presented by Roborock. Rock your socks off and kiss the one you...
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, at the Dean. Walter works with you. Faltini in the box, batting 219 on the season. 7 RBIs, the shortstop for the Tortugas. Here comes the pitch to Faltini. Polanco throws the first pitch to him. Second pitch to him, I'm sorry, ball two. And Faltini rips this one. It's going to be fair. And Faltini's going to round first. And he's going to go to second. He is easily with a stand-up double. What a way to start the inning off for Faltini and the Tortugas. Man, he ripped that one past Barry. And it was just like a hair on the right side of the line. That's going to bring up the big bat and Blake Dunn up next for the Tortugas with nobody out. And now a runner threatening on second. And Faltini has some speed, man. So we'll see what happens. Here comes the pitch to Dunn. Polanco taking his time, getting his orders from Mac. Long look at second. Here comes the pitch. And this one is ripped to Watson. Watson quickly handling it. And a nice throw to first to Santiago. So Polanco and the Hammerheads with a much-needed out number one here in the top of the fourth.
Catcher number 24, Hayden Jones.
So that's going to bring up Hayden Jones into the box, the catcher. 242 on the seasons, ripping 31 RBIs and 9 home runs. Talk about a catcher hitting. You love to see those. Jones picked up as a free agent last year. Lots of eyes on Jones. This Reds organization loves everything they see in him. So the count goes 0-2. Polanco approaching his 28th pitch of the evening here at the Dean. Taking his time as the pitch clock keeps winding and winding. Here comes the pitch, and Jones able. No. Nice catch by Sanoha at second base, and that's a much-needed out number two. So that's going to bring Wendell Marrero into the box. Polanco getting his pitch from Mac. Home plate umpire Nelson Fraley calling a quick time, but we're back into it. Here comes the pitch, and Marrero blooping and charging from center field. Is Brady Allen not able to get it? And that's going to be an RBI single for the Tortugas, 2-0 now. Man. So just like that, a 2-0 lead. Meniere now in the box.
The second baseman, number 16, Braylon Meniere.
So nice RBI single there. So Meniere in that ninth spot, the second baseman for the Tortugas. He's got some pop at the bat too. 9 RBIs, 3 home runs for him on the season. Top of the fourth here, folks. Tortugas trying to add some more insurance now to this 2-0 lead. And here comes the pitch. This one outside, going to be called a ball. What a crowd tonight at the Dean, folks. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, the home of the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Palm Beach Cardinals. This one just inside. Nice eye by Meniere. Count goes to 2-1. So Marrero with the RBI. And this one's popped up by Meniere. Barry trying to track it down, but no, Watson's going to do it. Watson charging into foul territory, into the Hammerheads bullpen. And what an out number 3. The defense delivers and gets them out of this top half of the inning. Bottom of the fourth coming up. Hammerheads down by 2. But they're swimming, they're lurking, and they're looking to take a bite out of these Tortugas. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back for the bottom of the fourth after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment.
And welcome back to the Dean, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Mack leading things off for your hometown Hammerheads. Down 2-0, here comes Jupiter. Mack leading things off here in the bottom of the fourth. Mack looking for his first hit of the evening. Aguiar now approaching his 40th pitch of this Saturday night. And here it comes to Mack. Breaking ball, just catching the plate. Nice pitch by Aguiar. So Aguiar already with 5 strikeouts on the evening on just 40 pitches here in the bottom of the fourth. Breaking ball just missing, called ball. Count goes 1-2 to Mack. And here comes the 1-2. Mack fouling this one. Count remains 1-2.
Change for Daytona now at second base, number 3, Johnny Ascanio.
So we do have a change for the Tortugas. Johnny Ascanio is going to replace Meniere at second. And this pitch is a ball.
It's going to be reviewed.
Challenge call is upheld. Ball is the call.
And it's upheld. Count remains 2-2. So the Tortugas making a change on defense, swapping out the second baseman. This one is popped up by Mack. Tracking it down is Marrero. And hitting off the glove of the wall. And Mack is able to get on base. Well deserved. That ball was rocket shotted over by the 330 mark. What a hit by Mack. It was going to be hard to get to anyway. Right on the tippity tip of the warning track. What a double by Mack. So after a rough start on offense for Mack and the Hammerheads, Mack is on second with a beautiful double, and that's going to bring up the big bat in Brady Allen. Allen looking for his first hit of the night. Aguiar taking his time. Here comes the pitch to Allen. Allen ripping the first one, foul. So count goes to 0-1. Man, what a shot by Mack. And that's what you love about Joe Mack, the potential and what he does every day behind home plate. This guy is going to be a star. And let me tell you something, that's what you see here. The stars of tomorrow. Catch them Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, Jupiter, Florida. So Aguiar up in the count 0-2. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Allen, and he gets him. Big strikeout by Aguiar. So just like that, Allen is retired. And Aguiar getting his 6th strikeout of the evening. Impressive stuff by Julian. So that's going to bring up Jake Thompson, the big bat playing left field. 288 average on the season, 1 home run, 9 RBIs. Thompson looking for his first pitch of the evening. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Thompson. And he hits this one, but it goes foul. Count going to 1-1. So a nice double for Mack to kick things off here in the bottom of the fourth. Jupiter had a rough night last night, but looking good towards the end. Here comes the pitch. This one going to be fouled. The count remains 1-1. So Thompson at the plate, 0-1 tonight. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And he chips this one, but it's going to fall right into the mitt of Faltini. So Faltini with a nifty grab at short for out number 2. Score 2-0 here. Tortugas on top on 5 hits and no errors. Hammerheads trying to get a run across the board here. Cut into this lead or take it. Just down 2-0. No runs on 3 hits and no errors. Great crowd at the Dean, man. Everybody having a good time, and what a game it is. Here comes the pitch. Going to be called ball. Count goes to 1-0. So Sanoa in the box. 3 home runs on the season. 21 RBIs. Sanoa with a single in the first inning. This pitch catches the corner of the plate. Sanoa wants it reviewed. So count goes to 1-1 on the review. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Sanoa. So Sanoja 1-for-1 on the night. And this pitch called strike. So Aguiar taking his time, 54 pitches in the books. Here comes the pitch. He's had an impressive night for the Tortugas. And this one is hit, but bounces right in front of the catcher. And with a heads-up play, Jones grabbing it, noticing it's going to stay fair. And he throws out Sanoja, no problem. And that's all she wrote, ladies and gentlemen. We're rocking and rolling to the top of the fifth inning. That's right. And we'll be back, folks, right after this commercial break. Walter Works with you live on MILB.com on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network.
And now fans, turn your attention down to the field where two lucky contestants will be competing in tonight's Dizzy.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
And welcome back, folks. Walter Work with you. Solo tonight on the commentary. Tried to get Hammy up here, but he said he had a problem with his teeth. You know, being a shark, it gets kind of rough. But here we are, folks. Top of the fifth inning. Polanco on the mound. Callahan in the box. Ripping this one to second. And the crowd with a round of applause. What a grab by Sanoja. What a beauty at second. Right to Santiago for out number one. Look at that, huh? Talk about some defense. So that's going to bring up Hector Rodriguez. Here comes the pitch. First pitch to Rodriguez. Mac grabbing that one. That one was way outside. That's going to be ball one. And the second pitch called ball. Count moves to 2-0. Oh, it was overturned. It was a strike. Wow. That looked way outside. Looked like it just caught the corner there. Next pitch is called the ball, so the count goes to 2-1. Polanco approaching his 39th pitch of the evening. Rodriguez having a heck of a series, 297 average. Speedy center fielder for the Tortugas. Rodriguez 1-for-2 on the night. Just one out here. You know, if he gets on the bags, he's a threat. Here comes the pitch to Rodriguez. He chips this one. Able to get to it again is Sanoja. And what a play by Sanoja. The crowd is going wild. And he deserves it. Two great plays at second for Sanoja. Man, the potential is just seeping through tonight at the Dean. Trying to stay within that 2-0 deficit. And the Hammerheads defense is coming through. What a play at second. Polanco loving it. Here comes the first pitch to Rogers. This one is going to be called ball one. Some exciting stuff from the Hammerheads. We'll see if they can keep it going on offense. Top of the fifth inning here, a quick two outs. Polanco, 43rd pitch coming of the night. Here it goes to Rogers. He gets that one right there in the corner of the plate. Strike one, count now 2-1. Here comes the pitch outside. That's going to be a ball. And Rogers pops this one up, trying to get it, and it's out of here. That thing was floating and carrying, and Rogers with a monster shot over the 330 mark with a homer, and it's 3-0 now. There goes your insurance if you're a Tortugas fan, and I'm not talking Geico. I'm talking Tortugas Insurance. Ay, ay, ay. Still only a 3-0 lead. A home run with nobody on the bags. Two outs, though. Hammerhead's going to try to rush out of this one and try to get some redemption now in the bottom of the fifth. Still a close game, folks. Man, Thompson was getting closer towards that track, and what at soon first looked like maybe it was just a big fly ball kept trailing and trailing and trailing, and before you knew it, Thompson had no shot at it, and Rogers had a monster of a home run. I mean, that thing just kept carrying. And this one is ripped. Nice grab by Sanoa. And what a play by Sanoa! Sanoa on fire at second with one heck of a baseball play. What an inning for Sanoa and the Hammerheads. A lot of good stuff in that inning for them, but Daytona able to add one more on that home run by Rogers. Guys, it's getting exciting at the Dean. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Bottom of the fifth coming up. We're coming right back after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dead.
And we're back, folks. Barstad leading things off with a rocket shot. What a way to kick things off in the bottom of the fifth. Cameron Barstad just sending this one to who knows where over that 350 mark. And man, what a victory lap around the bases. What a home run by Barstad. And the crowd is going crazy. Man, you can't have a blink of an eye here. Right back into things in the bottom of the fifth inning. And the Hammerheads are on the board. What a shot by Barstad. So the Hammerheads are on the board, 3-1. What a way to kick things off in the bottom of the fifth. That's going to bring up Carlos Santiago, first baseman tonight for your Hammerheads. O-2 pitch, that one called ball. Count goes to 1-2. Things are starting to get interesting here at the Dean. Hammerheads staying in this game, chomping away, giving it all their bite. Here comes the pitch, outside and away to Santiago. 60th pitch of the night by Aguiar. Makes it 2-2. Man, what a rocket shot by Barstad. And Santiago rips this one to third. What a grab, but the throw is too high. And he's going to be safe. Santiago getting over to first. And what a start to the inning for the Hammerheads. Wow. Well, you know what? That one deserves a wowzers. What a play, folks. Hustling, and making it over to first, no problem. Throw just too high from Callahan. Pignot could not get to it at all. So that's going to bring up Luttrell. Luttrell in the box, smacks one right by the warning track, and that's going to be allowed out number one. Man, Luttrell with some nice contact there. Right by the edge of that warning track. Nice grab at right field, though, by Blake Dunn. So Santiago moves over to third. One out here at the Dean. Hammerheads trying to bite into a 3-1 deficit. Drama at the Dean as your hometown Hammerheads trying to come through here. Bottom of the fifth, down 3-1. Here comes the pitch from Aguiar. Outside, call ball. So in the box is Watson. He's 1-for-2 today. Big swing and a miss. Count goes even, 2-2. Or count goes to 2-1. So one out here. Tortugas with 6 hits, 3 runs on that. Hammerheads with 5, 1 run. One error for the Tortugas, none for the Hammerheads. Good eye there by Watson. Count goes to 3-1 for Watson. Aguiar taking his time, looking for the perfect pitch from Jones. Here it comes. This one floating over home plate. Strike number 2. Count goes full now. So here comes the pitch to Watson. Big swing and a miss. And Aguiar, no problemo, retiring Watson. So another strikeout for Julian. Impressive stuff on the mound for him. 68 pitches here now in the bottom of the fifth. And he's just been loading him up with strikeouts. 7th strikeout of the night for Aguiar. That's going to bring up Jacob Berry with 2 outs here. Check swing there. Did he go? No, he didn't. Ball 1. So Berry 0-for-2 on the night. 247 average on the season. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Berry checks again, and that's going to be another ball. So good eye for Berry starting things off here. 3-1 Tortugas. Bottom of the fifth inning, two outs here. Here comes Berry. We got a runner on third. Santiago trying to come home. Nice home run by Barstad to kick things off here in the fifth. So the count is 3-1. Berry steps back into the box. Aguiar taking his time as well. Here comes the pitch. And this one just misses. Good eye by Berry, keeping the inning alive. So a free ride on the Base on Balls Express train. Choo-choo. There you go. So that's going to bring up Mr. Mack, Joe Mackety Mack. He had a double last time around. And that's also going to bring up a meeting at the mound. Doesn't look like the Tortugas have been warming up anybody in the pen. They might just get things going. But on the mound, folks, I must say, I mean, if you got to be honest with yourself, Aguiar has been impressive. 7 strikeouts on the evening, all that good stuff. Nelson Fraley, the home plate umpire, looking to break things up there. So a big moment at the Dean, two outs here. Mr. Mack coming into the box, going to try to cut into this deficit. 1-for-2 on the night for Joe Mack. A golden opportunity now with two outs here, bottom of the fifth. We'll see what happens. Here comes the first pitch to Mack. Nice breaking ball there, catching the plate. Strike one. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Mack. Big swing and a miss, strike two. So Aguiar just a quick jump in the count now, up 0-2 with two outs. Perfect opportunity here for the Tortugas and Julian to really avert any more damage. Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss. And Mack is retired. And that's the 8th strikeout of the night. What a night for Aguiar. The Hammerheads, though, showing some life. A big-time home run from Barstad. And it's now a 3-1 lead for the Tortugas. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. That's right, your source for minor league baseball. What a night at the Dean for this edition of Saturday Night Baseball. We'll be back for the top of the sixth right after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. Top of the sixth. Faltini leading things off for the Tortugas. Up 3-1. Gene Reyes now on the mound in relief for the Hammerheads. So we'll see what Gene's got to offer. What a game it's been. And what a job in relief in this moment. Top of the sixth inning. The back half of this game. So important. A tight one here in the top of the sixth. Big time fastball there. Just going to be up and away. So the count goes to 2-1. Reyes picked up as a free agent in 2019. 4.38 ERA on the season as Faltini fouls this one back. The crowd is having a great time tonight. I mean, think about it. Saturday night, baseball, Brews, Jupiter, Florida. Yeah, you don't have to sell me on that. And man, has it delivered. What a game tonight. As Faltini is retired. What a start for Reyes in relief. On five pitches, retiring Faltini for his first strikeout in relief. So Faltini goes down on strikes, and that's going to bring up Blake Dunn. Dunn with a big-time home run last night. Playing right field for the Tortugas. He's had a busy series. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Dunn. And this one away. Here comes the eighth pitch from Reyes. And this one away, called strike. Catching the corner of the plate. Nice pitch by Reyes. So the count goes 2-1 to Dunn. One out here, top of the sixth. Here comes the pitch. Called strike. Count goes to 2-2. Reyes going to be approaching his 10th pitch of the evening in relief. Looking impressive thus far. Here it comes. Check swing. Did he go? He did. And that's another strikeout for Reyes. Two strikeouts in relief. What a start for the Hammerheads here in the top of the sixth. So Reyes retiring his first two batters on 10 pitches. That's nice to see as Jones pops this one up. And going towards the warning track is Thompson. And that's out number three, a quick, much-needed inning for the Hammerheads as we rock and roll to the bottom of the sixth inning. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network on MILB.com. That's right, your source for minor league baseball. Tortugas on top 3-1. Do the Hammerheads have the bite in them? I think they do. We'll be back after this commercial break for the bottom of the sixth.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Andrew Moore now on the mound for the Tortugas in relief. The big bat, Brady Allen. Crowd cheering, let's go Brady. And why wouldn't they, man? He is one to watch here at the Dean. A prospect indeed. All eyes on Brady Allen right now to kick things off here in the bottom of the sixth. Allen playing center field today. Trying to get a hit here. Count goes even to Allen. Stepping out of the box, readjusting his batting gloves. Here we go. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Allen. He just smacks this one foul. So the count goes 2-2. Allen 0 for 2 tonight. Perfect opportunity to make something happen. He checks it. It was outside. Did he go? Yes, he did. So Moore in relief, getting his first strikeout. That's going to bring up Jake Thompson. So with one out here, bottom of the sixth inning, 3-1 deficit for the Hammerheads. Thompson getting a crack at it and goes after the first pitch, and that's going to fall foul. Rounding first, halfway, but going back is Thompson, and just getting back safe. What a single for Jake. So there you go. Jake getting on base with a stand-up single. First hit of the night for Thompson. And boy, was it a delight. So here we go. Thompson on first. That's going to bring up Sanoa. Sanoa has been a gem at second. I haven't seen plays like that at second in a while. And that's what you see here at the Dean, folks. The stars of tomorrow. All the time at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And tonight, it's the Tortugas and the Hammerheads. I hope you didn't miss this one. Baseball and brews. What a night it's been. What a game it's been. We got a 3-1 nail biter here in the bottom of the sixth. So Sanoa, who's had a stellar night in second, he's 1-for-2 on the night. As the count goes 0-2, one out. Here comes the 10th pitch of the evening in relief from Moore. This one sliding all the way, ball. Count goes 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 to Sanoa. And he hits this one. but it goes foul. One and two the count. Andrew Moore on the mound for the Tortugas. Javier Sanoja in the box. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Big time fastball, 96 on the radar. Just a way called ball. Count goes to 2-2. So there's a timeout called. Sanoja taking his time. Taking maybe a little practice swing here and there. So Moore already with one strikeout in relief. Here comes his 13th pitch of the evening. Oh, and Sanoja goes after a ball that he maybe shouldn't have. And just like that, we got out number two. So Moore getting his second strikeout of the evening on just his 13th pitch. And that's going to bring up the big bat in Barstad. A monster home run the last time around. Can he do it again? Now with a runner on first. So with Thompson at first, here comes Barstad. And here comes the 0-1 pitch. And Barstad rips this one past the third baseman. And staying at third is Thompson. And Barstad gets another hit. Nice hitting by Barstad. And now we got runners on first and second with Carlos Santiago due up. Santiago with a single his last time around. Here go the Hammerheads. Bottom of the sixth inning, two outs here. Daytona on top, 3-1. Santiago in the box. Here comes the first pitch to Carlos. And he is able to drop this one into the center. Here comes Thompson crossing home. And the lead is cut down to one. What an RBI single by Santiago. Viva la Santiago. 3-2 Daytona Tortugas. Just one up now on top of the Hammerheads. What a hit. So the Hammerheads are biting. They're lurking. They're swimming, and now just down 3-2, folks. Drama at the Dean on eight hits. Oh, boy. What a night. And did I mention tonight was baseball and brews? I mean, this is just picture perfect. What a night. Don't miss any of the promotion, folks, that we have going on here at the Dean. Don't forget, Wednesdays, it's Silver Sluggers here. I mean, I lost all night. You know, it's baseball bingo. It's okay. I don't really have good luck with that stuff. But, man, how much fun it was. And then Thursdays is Thursday. Don't forget about that. $1, $2, $3 beer specials all night as Chase Ladrell steps into the box. Yeah, $1, $2, $3 beer specials all night on Thursday. Friday, we just had the final dog day of the summer here. That was a lot of fun. And then there's always going on. There's always something going on here on Saturdays. It's always the kids' club. But tonight, man, what a night. Baseball and brews. So Latrell steps into the box. The last two innings have been exciting for the Hammerheads. They were able to get one in the fifth on a home run by Barstad. And then getting another one here in the sixth on an RBI single by Santiago. So that's going to bring up Latrell now. Count 1-1 to him. This one floats outside. That's going to be a ball. What a game here at the Dean. Walter works with you on the call. J. Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network live on MILB.com for this edition of Saturday Night Baseball. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. And this one falls out of Jones's mitt, but he's quick to recover. 3-1 the count goes as Moore throws his 20th pitch of the evening. So Luttrell taking his time getting back into the box. He does. Moore getting his pitch from Jones. Here comes pitch number 21 from Moore. And smacking that just foul. Man, just the hair foul. Maybe like a half an inch to an inch. Boy, that would have tied the game. Oof. Luttrell slowly walking back to the box. The count now goes full. Here comes the pitch. Outside. And Luttrell gets on first, and the bases are now loaded. And the crowd knows it. A big opportunity for the hometown Hammerheads. Here in the bottom of the sixth, down just 3-2. And here we go. The first round draft pick in the 2021 draft, Watson up. The exciting Watson. He had a single in the first inning. Now with the bases loaded, here comes the fun. First pitch. Just catching the strike zone. 0-1 goes the count. So a big moment here for Watson. Bases loaded. Moore approaching his 24th pitch. Here comes the 0-1. Big swing and a miss. Falling 0-2 in the count now. So Santiago's at third. Barstead at first. Here we go. Watson, golden opportunity. Down 0-2, though, with two outs. And a big swing and a miss. Nice pitch by Moore to retire Watson. But they do get one across home, folks. Just 3-2 now. Lots of baseball to be played as we go to the top of the seventh inning. Another one for the Hammerheads, biting away at this lead. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Top of the seventh coming up right after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Top of the seventh inning. What a game we have right in our hands here. Saturday Night Baseball, Wendell Marrero up in the box now. Marrero 1-for-2 on the night. Reyes, 12 pitches in relief, already with two strikeouts. Keeping the Hammerheads in this game. Big swing and a miss by Marrero. Strike one. Count going to 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Nice pitch there by Reyes. That's going to be strike number two. Here comes the 15th pitch of the night from Reyes. Up high, ball two. So Marrero comes into this game with a 275 average, 9 RBIs on the season, covering all that space at left, the speedy Marrero. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. And he rockets this one. Man, what a grab! What a grab at second by Sanoha. And he's having a highlight reel type of night here tonight at the Dean. Wowzers! He's been electric. Holy moly. I mean, he's been keeping the Hammerheads in the game all game. What an effort by Sanoha at second. So that's going to bring Johnny Asciano. He was put in for Meniere a couple of innings ago. And Marrero cannot be mad about that one. That was one heck of a baseball play by Sanoha. And we've seen it all night. Stellar at second. Play after play after play. Challenge after challenge after challenge. Sanoha has answered on defense. 1-for-2 now as Reyes approaches his 20th pitch of the night. Asciano fouling this one. That's going to be foul, so count remains 1-2. One-two pitch is fouled back. Count remains 1-2. So here comes the 1-2 pitch. Top of the seventh. That ball away. Count goes 2-2. Beautiful night here. No breeze in sight. Not a threatening cloud in the sky. It's all about brews, baseball, and just having a good old time here in Jupiter. Catch us at the Dean, folks. Lots of baseball left in the season. Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Here comes the full count, and he swings and misses. And what a strikeout. Reyes. Reyes with his third strikeout of the evening. Retiring Asciano, no problem. So that's going to bring up the busy Callahan covering third base tonight for the Tortugas. He's 271 on the season. 20 ribbies to go with that. 5 dingers. First pitch to Callahan is a strike. So Reyes more impressive than Pepto-Bismol in relief. He's been able to be stellar so far through his first 26 pitches. Count now 1-1 to Callahan. Tortuga's trying to make anything happen just to get another run or two or anything. I mean, the need for insurance now is at an all-time high as we're here in the top of the seventh. Count goes to 1-2. Here comes the pitch to Callahan. And Callahan pops this one up into Mars. And as it lands back, it's going to be out number 3. An easy grab there for Jacob Berry. And just like that, it's time to stretchity, stretch, stretch. A much-deserved seventh inning stretch, ladies and gentlemen, here at the Dean. A beautiful night of Saturday Night Baseball. Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network is the place to catch it. Live on MILB.com. That's right, your source for minor league baseball. We're going to be back after this stretch. What a game. A nail-biter here at the Dean. Daytona on top, holding on, trying their hardest to hold on to this 3-2 lead. But guess what? The Hammerheads are swimming, they're lurking, and they're looking to take another bite. Ladies and gentlemen, sing the song. Let's stretch it out. We'll be back after this commercial break for the bottom of the seventh.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Bottom of the seventh inning. What a game we have here at the Dean. This is what you get, baby. 3-2, a nail biter between the Tortugas and the Hammerheads. And that's going to bring up Jacob Berry now, trying to make something happen here. Bottom of the seventh inning, just kicking off here at the Dean. Tortugas trying to hold on to this 3-2 lead. Andrew Moore in relief. Two strikeouts on the night for Moore. He's been effective. We'll see how effective he is as the Hammerheads try to bite back. That pitch just called strike. Count now goes to 2-1. Here comes the 2-1 pitch to Berry. Man, what a nice hit. And that's going to be a stand-up single for Berry. Getting on to first, no problemo. So that's going to bring up Joe Mack. Mackety Mack. Mack getting on base last time around with a double. And now with Berry on first and nobody out, bottom of the seventh inning, the time is now. Here comes the first pitch to Mack. He checks it, and he didn't go. Nice eye by Mack. That's going to be called ball number one. No outs, runner on first. Hammerheads. Lurking and swimming. We'll see what happens here. Bottom of the seventh. A golden opportunity to really get back in this one. One the count to Mack. Big swing and a miss. And Moore retires Mack for his third strikeout. So a much needed first out to the inning for the Tortugas. And that's going to bring up big Brady Allen. The big bat. And Brady Allen, man, he has pop, and you know it. I know it. The Tortugas know it. And with a runner on first and just one out here in the bottom of the seventh, let's see if Brady can come through. Here comes the first pitch to Brady. Called ball. Count now 1-0. Brady trying to get going. Hasn't had the best luck tonight on offense. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. And he rips this one up high. But just a floater. Man, he looked like he jacked it at first. But an easy fly out to Meunier. Asciano, I'm sorry. Asciano did come in for Meniere at second for the Tortuga, so a nice grab by him. That's going to be out number two, so no luck for Allen so far tonight. He's played well, though, at center field. And that's going to bring up Jake Thompson, getting a single his last time around. Moore pitches this one all the way outside. Nice handle by Jones, though, not letting it get away. Right now, one thing that you can't forget, man, it's all about mistake-free baseball, too. With this 3-2 lead, anything can happen. You don't want to fumble this game away on an error. Second pitch called ball. Count now goes to 2-0. And this pitch inside. That's going to be ball number three. So three quick balls. Thompson going ahead with a 3-0 count. Here comes the 3-0 pitch to Thompson. And this one does catch the corner of the plate. Strike one. More in relief acquired this year in a trade with the Seattle Mariners. Lots of eyes on Moore. 40 pitches of work so far. Nobody warming up in the pen, so a lot of eyes on Moore. And he's been good so far as the count goes full. Three-two lead here. Tortuga's trying to hold on to it. Just getting over the seventh inning stretch here now in the bottom of the seventh. Two outs. Here comes the 3-2 pitch to Thompson. And he stays alive like John Travolta, and the count stays full. So 3-2 count to Thompson. Here comes the 3-2. And he walks. So that one low. Thompson with a good eye on a full count going over to first. And we got runners on first and second here in the bottom of the seventh. So that's going to bring up Javier Sanoja. Having a great night on defense. He had a single in the first as this wall pitch gets away from Jones and the runners move. And just like that, we got runners on second and third here in the bottom of the seventh. So here we go. What a moment at the Dean. A hit ties the game. Maybe even takes the lead. Sanoja with a great night so far on defense. Has the chance. This one called strike. Count goes to 1-1. Moore on the mound. He's got the stuff with a 2.84 ERA. What a matchup right now. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. And he rips this one, and one is going to come home. Two are going to come home, and what a hit, and what a night for Sanoja as he rounds to third, and that's a triple, a two RBI triple, and the Hammerheads take the lead. Wowzers, what a play, what a night for Javier Sanoja. Oh, it's time to partay. Man, you knew it was coming. Sanoja with one heck of a night. And it keeps on going and going and going. Hammerheads on top now, 4-3. Bottom of the seventh inning. How about that? A two RBI triple. You gotta love it. And I'm not talking McDonald's. I'm talking Javier Sanoa. So Hammerheads now in a whole new game here with a one-run lead. Barstad, who's just been a gem tonight at the plate. Here we go. Count goes to 1-1. Barstad with a big-time home run. Really got things going for the Hammerheads. Moore in relief. Trying to keep it just a one-run deficit for the Tortugas. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. And this one is shot all the way up into left field, but it's going to go foul. Just on the other side of the pole. So the count goes to 1-2. More happy to be up in the count, especially against a hot bat like Barstad. Last time around, Barstad hit a monster shot to really get the Hammerheads in position to make all this happen. Can he keep it going? Count 1-2. Moore approaching his 49th pitch of the night. Here it comes. Big swing and a miss. And that's all she wrote, but what an inning for the Hammerheads. Getting two across home and taking the lead. Taking a bite out of those Tortugas. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back for the top of the eighth inning. Hammerheads on top, 4-3. Walter Works with you, live on MILB.com, home of the Joe Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go!
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. What a seventh inning that was. We got a chance to stretch and really get ready for the show that came along, huh? It's a whole new ball game here at the Dean. Hammerheads now trying to preserve a 4-3 lead here in the top of the eighth. So Hector Rodriguez up to bat. He's 1-for-3 on the evening. 289 on the season. Playing center field for the Tortugas. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Josh White now on the mound for the Hammerheads. Reyes, a good night of relief there. White, the fourth pitcher tonight for the Hammerheads. Here comes the third pitch by him. Count's going to stay 0-2. Due up is Rogers and then Pinot. Rogers 1-for-2 on the evening. Pinot 0-for-3. And then if we get there, Faltini will be up. Here comes the pitch. What a strike! Four pitches, one strikeout. What a way to start things off here in the top of the eighth for your Hammerheads. White, the third pitcher tonight for the Hammerheads. There you go. So one strikeout in the books for White. That's going to bring up Jack Rogers. 36 RBIs on the season, 9 home runs. One out here, top of the eighth. Rogers had a monster home run early on in the game. 1-for-2 on the night, getting his 9th home run of the season. Designated hitter tonight for the Tortugas. Here comes the 7th pitch of the evening from White, and that's going to be a called strike. So the count going to 2-1 here with one out. And it's going to be foul, count going to 2-2. So White, a product of the University of California, a fifth-round pick in the 2022 draft, retiring Rogers for his second strikeout. Two strikeouts on 9 pitches, I'll take it. I'll take it. So that's going to bring Pino, Yasiel Pino, 223 on the season, 17 RBIs on the year. 5 dingers, here comes the pitch. That one's low. Count 1-0. So Rogers goes down on strikes. Rodriguez goes down on strikes. And White just recording his 11th pitch in relief. Here comes pitch number 12 from White. And just inside, that's going to be ball number 2. Here comes the 2-0 pitch to Pino. And he's taking a walk with 2 balls. So there we go. We got one more, buddy. You got to love it. Everybody focused on the task, not really the count. I can bet you the only thing on Yasiel's mind is getting to first. And that's not going to work for him. That pitch is going to be called strike. He's asking for a challenge. So the count now goes full. White versus Pino. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. And Pino is able to hit this one, but right at third to get it. And no problemo. What a play for out number 3. Barry to Santiago, and we're moving to the bottom of the eighth inning, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, Hammerheads on top, 4-3 on 10 hits. Man, what a game it's been. A delight, Saturday Night Baseball. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, folks. Live on MILB.com. That's right, your source for minor league baseball. What a Saturday night at the Dean. Can you believe it? What a game it's been. The Hammerheads have been lurking. They've been swimming, finally taking that bite, and now trying to hang on to a one-run lead. Ladies and gentlemen, we're approaching the bottom of the eighth inning. It's coming right up, right after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. A loud out number one, Santiago popping up over there to right to kick things off. Done with a nice grab there for the Tortugas for out number one. Hammerheads on top, 4-3, as we're rocking and rolling here, getting things going in the eighth. What a game it's been. And did I mention tonight is all about baseball and brews? What a great late afternoon it was. The vibe nice, the environment. Always great here at the Dean. And then before you know it, you have one heck of a baseball game. A nail biter here. As Latrell chops this one over to Arangrian. So that's a quick two outs there to kick things off here in the eighth. So Arangrian is in for some relief for the Tortugas, trying to kind of really keep them in this game. Just a one-run deficit. The Hammerheads now got Khalil Watson up at the plate. Watson leaving all the bases loaded last time around. But the rest of the team, man, talk about team baseball today. We've seen it on defense, pitching from the Hammerheads as Watson hits this one, but able... No! Watson goes to second. He's going to second. He's running. Is he going to get there in time? Yes, he is! And now he's going to stay at second. Okay, he's going to stay at second. That could have been an easy out there, but it was overthrown. That's what happened there, folks. Overthrown. Pinot couldn't get to it. Watson able to take second on that wild throw. So now in the bottom of the eighth, after two quick outs, Watson's on second on a heads-up play there. So Watson on second, that's going to bring up Jacob Berry. Berry 256 on the season, two home runs, 16 RBIs. Watson getting his first hit of the night there. Let's see. No, he had a single, second hit of the night. There you go. So Berry's 1-for-3 on the evening. Count 1-0 to Berry. Arangrian in relief for the Tortugas. This one's going to be chipped. A routine play at first, and that's going to be out number three. So after an exciting play by Watson, a quick inning of work for the Tortugas as we approach the bottom of the ninth inning, folks. Can the Hammerheads close it out? We'll find out. It's real close here at the Dean. We got a nail biter. We'll see what happens. A 4-3 lead here on 10 hits as we approach the ninth, ladies and gentlemen, for another edition of Saturday Night Baseball. We're going to be right back on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network right after this commercial break.
protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simple...
Are you ready? I'm ready. We've made it, folks. Top of the ninth inning here at the Dean. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Walter Works with you on the call. Saturday Night Baseball in Jupiter. Faltini in the box. One more chance to tie this one or take the lead. What a game it's been. As Faltini swings at this one. 0-2 the count. Hammerhead's trying to even this series up. Here comes the 0-2 to Faltini. This one just outside for a ball. Jupiter 23-29 in this second half. Tortugas 18-33, and White retires Faltini. So White with 19 pitches in. A fifth-round pick in the 2022 draft, this year's draft, trying to close it out and send everybody home happy here in Jupiter. One out in the books. That's going to bring up Blake Dunn. Dunn playing right field, of course. Here comes the pitch. Count is 1-1 to Dunn. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Dunn. And this one just misses the corner of the plate. And the crowd is not happy. And neither is Hammy. Hammerhead's trying to take this one home. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Inside, ball three. So here comes White. And here comes the 24th pitch of the night. He's going to walk Dunn. So Dunn gets on base. That's going to bring up Jones. Marrero's going to be due up after that. He's 1-for-3 on the night. Jones steps into the box. A lot of power when you talk about Jones, the catcher. He does a great job behind the plate on defense. But 31 ribbies and 9 home runs on the season. He's got the power. Here comes the 25th pitch of the evening. Jones in the box. Here we go. And Jones rips this one right in front of the center fielder. Allen getting to it. And we got runners on first and third with one out here in the top of the ninth. Drama at the Dean as Marrero walks into the box. So Jones with a nice stand-up single. Dunn able to get over to third. Hammerheads doing whatever they can do to hold on to this 4-3 lead. What an exciting one at the Dean. as Nelson Fraley, the home plate umpire, calls time. ...25 pitches in the books for Josh White. A big job right now trying to close this one out, man. One out, runners on first and third. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Marrero. Called ball. Count goes to 2-0. A highly anticipated night here in Jupiter. As coach is going to have a word with home plate umpire Fraley. So manager Gookie Dawkins coming out to have a chat with the ump, getting back into the dugout there.
Pinch runner at first base, number 27, Justin Boyd.
Yeah, they're going to put a pinch runner in there. That's what the convo was all about. So Justin Boyd now pinch running for the Tortugas. Sense of urgency here trying to get back into this game. And the 2-0 pitch is fouled back. Count goes to 2-1. You figure the pinch runner is a baseball move there, right? We talk about strategy. We talk about the chess game that is baseball. So you figure that run at first is that winning run for the Tortugas if they can get there. And this one's going to be smacked to right. Over to get it in right field is Luttrell. But that's going to be a sac fly, and we got a tie game in the top of the ninth. Wowzers! Marrero with the sac fly. Tie in the game here in Jupiter. 4-4 in the top of the ninth inning. That's going to bring up Asciano, who came into the game mid-game for Meniere. Got a runner on first here. White not able to close things out in relief. Now approaching his 30th pitch of the evening. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. What a game tonight. Checking over at first, making sure that Jones sticks around. Jones came home. So here we go, folks. 0-1 the count to Asciano. Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss. So the count goes 0-2. Man, what a game it's been. Tortugas sticking to the plan and tying the game. That's huge for Daytona. They've had a rough season. They've been playing well, though, in this series. More of the same tonight. Tie game 4-4. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Asciano fouls it. Count remains 0-2. 31st pitch of the night for White in relief. Top of the ninth inning, Tortugas getting a big time run across home. And the runner threatening to steal. I'm sorry, that's Boyd, because Boyd came into the game to pinch run. So much going on here at the Dean. We got a runner on first, two outs. Asciano with a 1-2 count against him. Trying to keep things going. One more run would take the lead here. Game tied. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Johnny. And Johnny stays alive. Saturday Night Fever, staying alive like John Travolta, is Johnny Asciano. So the count 1-2 with two outs. Can White get us to the bottom of the ninth? Here comes the 1-2 pitch. That's going to be low. And just like that, getting to second is Boyd. So Boyd brought into the game to pinch run just for that reason. And remember I told you a couple of moments ago, the whole reason for Boyd coming into the game was for that. Now you're in a position, if you're the Tortugas, you got a speedy guy at second. He's going to cause a distraction. White's in a jam, and I'm not talking about the jam you have with peanut butter. We got two outs here, top of the ninth. Drama at the Dean, folks. Josh White with 33 pitches in the books. A lot of talent when you talk about White. Here comes the pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Did he go? No, he didn't. Man, he did not. What an eye by Asciano. So the count goes full. Runner on second. That's Justin Boyd. He was brought in to pinch hit. He's the run that would take the lead. Top of the ninth inning. Count full all around. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. White getting his pitch. Matt giving it to him. Here it comes. And this one is fouled. Count remaining full. Saturday Night Baseball here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Walter Works with you on the call. 4-4 tie here in the top of the ninth. Here comes the 3-2 pitch to Johnny. And this one is outside, and what an eye by Asciano. So Johnny gets a free ride to first on the Base on Balls Express train. And now the Tortugas have runners on first and second, threatening here in the top of the ninth, and we're going to have a meeting at the mound. And we're probably going to have a pitching change. So we'll see what's cooking in the Hammerheads bullpen. Drama at the Dean, folks. We'll be right back after this pitching change. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. That's right, your source for minor league baseball. Saturday Night Baseball, and we'll be back for the top of the ninth right after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and...
Welcome back, folks. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com for this edition of Saturday Night Baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. What a delight it's been. Baseball, brews, And one heck of a game here in Jupiter. So that's going to bring up Yuris Jimenez up in relief. He's going to battle it out with Austin Callahan. Callahan has had a busy game both on offense and at third. And Callahan rips this one, but it's going to be right to Luttrell. And that's going to end all of that. So no more damage, but Daytona's able to tie things up. Jimenez in relief, bails out the Hammerheads as we go right into the bottom of the ninth, folks. Can the Hammerheads bring us home? We'll find out. If not, we're going into extras here at the Dean, ladies and gentlemen. All knotted up at four. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. We'll be back for the bottom of the ninth right after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
And welcome back to the show. And what a show it's been tonight. Viva la baseball. That's why we're here. You love the game. What a game it's been tonight. We've seen it all. Defense, offense, pitching. It's Joe Mack, Mr. Mack, kicking things off here in the bottom of the ninth. Score all tied up 4-4 here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. A much anticipated night. And it's delivered. So Mack comes into the box now facing an 0-2 count. Arangaran throwing his 12th pitch now. And Mack dribbles one, but getting to it is Arangaran. And just like that, we got out number one. So big bat Brady Allen. Coming into the box with one out here, bottom of the ninth. Here comes the first pitch to Allen. That one going to be away. Ball one. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Oh, just missed him. Count goes to 2-0. Allen not having the best night on offense. Playing well, though, in center. Getting some time there, some reps in center field. Here comes the 2-0 pitch to Allen. And he rips this one to start things off for him. Wow, after the night he's had on offense, he's on first with a stand-up single. So with one out now, Allen at first, that's going to bring up Jake Thompson into the box. Thompson with a single the last time around. So a crucial at-bat here in the bottom of the ninth as the Hammerheads trying to walk this one off. What an end to a just gorgeous Saturday night it would be. Here comes Thompson. And he bounces one over to second. Will it be a double? It will. And we're going to extra innings. Asciano to Faltini to Pinot. Just like that, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to the 10th. We'll be right back. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Approaching the top of the 10th inning. We're going to see it right after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
So here we go, folks. Extra innings here at the Dean. Tie game 4-4. Hector Rodriguez up in the box. Trying to get things going here in the top of the 10th for Daytona. And he starts things off with a big swing and a miss. Jimenez on the mound for some relief. He's four pitches in. Rodriguez with a busy night on offense and center. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Rodriguez. And he rips this one over the head of Santiago. And trying to track it down is Luttrell. And man, a run scores just like that. Rodriguez bringing one home. Tortuga's up 5-4. My oh my. So Rodriguez able to bring home Callahan with an RBI double. That was just a rip to right. I mean, if Luttrell doesn't do his best version of Sonic the Hedgehog to get to that ball, that might have been a triple. So 5-4 here in the top of the 10th. Tortuga's able to bring one home. Callahan coming home on Rodriguez's double. So Jimenez in relief. He might need some relief. Trying to keep the Hammerheads in this game here in the 10th. So the count goes to 2-1 to Rodgers. Rodgers with a monster home run early on, getting things going for Daytona. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. And he hits a shot to center. Trying to track it down is Brady Allen. And that one is out of here. A home run by Rodgers, his second home run of the night. And what a time to get it. So a two-run home run And that's going to be a 7-4 lead for the Tortugas. What a night for Rogers. A monster shot. So Jimenez getting slammed early on in the 10th. And that's going to bring up Pinot. Sanoa there for the nice throw to Santiago. Man. So one out here in the top of the 9th. Bringing up Faltini. Nobody warming up for the Hammerheads. I mean, Jimenez just got in there. Only 10 pitches in. And Faltini rips one. Heading towards the track. And that one is out of here. Faltini with a home run. And it's now 8-4 Daytona. Thompson was going towards that wall around that 360 mark. And we all saw it. No chance. No problemo. A homer for Faltini. Daytona blowing things wide open here in extra innings. Now with an 8-4 lead. So Rogers with a home run, Faltini with a home run, and Jimenez would love to forget all about it. So four runs in this 10th early on with just one out. That's going to bring up Dunn. Things blown wide open here. Tortugas, over the last couple of games, have outscored the Hammerheads in these victories over the last two by more than 18 runs. They've been hot for the last couple of games of this series. And towards the end of the night last night, you saw the Hammerheads getting some life in them. And it has been a competitive game. It has been a good game. But here in the 10th, as Jimenez retires Dunn for the second out, the Tortugas just blowing it wide open with two home runs here in the 9th. Monster shots. So that's going to bring up Wilfred Astudillo coming into the game. Astudillo comes into this game with 16 RBIs. No home runs with a .225 average. Two outs here. The Hammerheads will have one more shot to take a bite out of this lead and fight their way back. I mean, they've done it all game, folks, climbing back into this game throughout all of its 9 innings. Now in the 10th, it'll be no different as Jimenez tries to get out of this one. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Astudillo. And Astudillo with a rocket shot between center and right and tracking it about 10 feet before the warning track is Brady Allen. Man, four runs in this 10. The Tortugas trying to close out the Hammerheads. Oh, man. We still got one more inning, guys. Hammerheads, last licks. Don't forget the benefit of being part of this hometown crowd, right? Our Hammerheads get one more chance here, folks. As we approach the bottom of the 10th inning, Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, and we'll be back. What an exciting game. What a great night it's been, though, folks. We'll see if we can go happy tonight, home. We'll find out what happens. 8-4 the deficit. Down just 4, folks. We'll be back for the bottom of the 10th right after this commercial break.
protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Where's the basket?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Walter Works with you here. Bottom of the 10th inning at the Dean. What a game it's been. Javier Sanoja with a fabulous game tonight. He's done it all on offense, defense. What a glove at second when you talk about Sanoja. So we got a runner on second. Sanoja in the box. Arangarin, 18 pitches in. Here comes number 19. And Sanoja rips this one and not able to get it to third, but all the hustle in the world, and he gets him! And Sanoa's not happy! And neither are the fans. He thinks he was in there. Oh, man. It could have gone either way there, but that's going to be out number one. Callahan trying to grab it. He was able to maintain a handle on it. Sanoja was darting the first and just got called out. So one out here. Bottom of the 10th. Arangarin trying to close this one out for Daytona. And Barstad rips one over to right field. It's going to be fair. And a run is going to come home. And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, it's 8-5. Barstad with an RBI double. Hammerheads down by 3. What a game for Barstad. So an RBI double for Barstad. That's going to bring up Santiago with one out here. Does Jupiter have any more bite in them? And he rips this one. Santiago, and right there for the grab is Faltini. Faltini with one heck of a grab. Wow. I feel like I'm calling a wrestling match over here. So much excitement. Every minute you look around, there's something going on. What a grab by Faltini at short. Now two outs for the Tortugas, trying to close this one out. One more out left. 8-5 the lead. Here comes the pitch to Luttrell. That one's going to be below the plate for ball number two. So the count goes to 2-0. If Luttrell can make it out of this sequence, Watson is due up. Barstad at second, trying to get on the move. Here comes the pitch to Luttrell. He pops it up. And right there to grab it is Pinot. And Daytona takes another one. What a game, though, folks. The Tortugas on top in extra innings. The final score, 8-5 on 10 hits. 2 errors for Daytona. The Hammerheads trying, lurking, biting all they could with just 5 runs on 12 hits and no errors. Saturday Night Baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Walter works with you on the call. I'll be with you on the call tomorrow for another one. But we'll be back, folks, for the post-game show on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network live on MILB.com. That's right, your source for minor league baseball. We'll be right back for the post-game show after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the ballpark. Walter works with you on the call. What a game it was. The Tortugas coming out with the win. Another victory. That's 3 in a row. An 8-5 victory. This game a little bit more competitive as far as the Hammerheads are concerned. 8-5, though. Hammerheads falling just short. 5 runs on 12 hits on 0 errors. Tortugas going away with this one. 8 runs on 10 hits and 2 errors. And man, this one needed extra innings. And then in the top of the 10th, 4 runs for Daytona, blowing it wide open. And Jupiter just could not hang. Trying to hang all night. But Arangaran getting the win. Jimenez getting the loss. And what about Daytona, right? When you look at the whole box score, you got to give it up to the offense, right? Rogers, 2 home runs on the night. His 10th of the season. 1 off the 5th inning off Polanco. And then he had 1 in the 10th inning off of Jimenez. Really what was the change in the game. And then following through was Faltini with another home run in the 10th. So Faltini and Rogers providing lots of offense. Faltini with his 8th RBI of the season. Marrero had his 2nd. He had 2 RBIs, 10th of the season. And Rodriguez was in the, he had 2 RBIs too, and so did Rogers with 3. Rogers with a 2-run home run and then the other home run. So what a night, ladies and gentlemen, for the Tortugas. They've had a rough season. You know that. They improved, though, overall to 48-69. In this second half, they're now 19-33. The Hammerheads falling to 23-30 in this second half, 57-60 overall. When you look at the Jupiter Hammerheads side of the box score, Cameron Barstad with a home run, his 2nd of the season in the 5th inning off of Aguiar. And then you had Sanoa and Santiago both with RBI. Sanoa with his 23rd RBI of the season. Santiago with his 20. But man, what a game by Sanoa on defense. If I had to award a player of the game for the Hammerheads tonight, it would be Sanoa. What a game on defense. And then on offense, making it happen, trying to do everything he could. 5 times at the plate, getting 2 hits, 2 RBIs. But I think the story of the night was just the Tortugas sticking to the recipe, right? Playing the baseball that they've been playing over the last couple of days. I mean, they've been on an offensive tear. So we'll see if they do more of the same tomorrow. First pitch tomorrow at the Dean, 12 p.m. That's right. I'll be on the call with you, Walter Works, on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. And tomorrow night, no fans in the stands, so catch me live on MILB.com. your source for minor league baseball. Ladies and gentlemen, another Saturday night edition of baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. What a game it was. Hammerheads just falling short. Tortugas on top. 8-5 on 10 hits, 2 errors. Hammerheads 5 runs on 12 hits, 0 errors. Ladies and gentlemen, another chance tomorrow for the hometown Hammerheads, and I'll be with you on the call. First pitch, 12 p.m. I'll see you tomorrow, guys. Talk to you then, and everybody have a safe drive home.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing.